Thank you so much for this question. It's an incredibly important question. What we've seen increasingly in, not just in Africa, but I think it's a global trend, is that moments of political tension, moments of political crisis, are increasingly accompanied by disruptions of not just the internet, but telecommunications in general, disruptions of the systems that people need to keep themselves informed. You are cut off from the channels that you need to communicate with in order to know what's happening in your neighborhood, what's happening in your own country. You are cut off from the information that you need to make decisions. And on the other side, if you're a journalist, you're cut off from reliable, credible, safe ways to communicate with your sources. You're cut off from being able to disseminate the news quickly. So you can only imagine the kind of information blackout that someone in that environment faces. And it has repercussions on the ability of people to make the choices that they need to make about their own safety. It has repercussions on the ability of journalists to keep the public informed. And this is really a trend that we need to leave behind in 2024.
As the Africa Program Coordinator for CPJ, your thoughts on human rights situations in West African countries affected by political instability and insecurity, such as in Nigeria?
Nigeria has its own unique situation and its own unique challenges. It's a country that has been a grave concern for CPJ for a while. And it's a country where really, given the diversity of the media, that should be doing better, that should be doing much, much better and should be setting the example for many other countries in the region. And so what we've seen, the kind of trends that we've seen in Nigeria are during moments of political instability. We've seen journalists being targeted. What comes to mind is in 2024, during protests, we have CPJ documented at least 56 journalists facing attacks and harassment, you know, while they were covering cost of living protests in August.
A situation as far as journalists are concerned in Somalia?
It's something that is often repeated, that Somalia remains one of the most dangerous places to be a journalist in Africa. Unfortunately, the trends of 2024 do not suggest a change to this. While we at CPJ did not document the killing of a journalist in 2024 in Somalia in connection to their work, the cases of the numerous others who've been killed since CPJ started keeping track of this data in 1992 remain largely unresolved.
In neighboring Ethiopia, lots of political upheaval going on in that country. How is it faring as far as press freedom is concerned?
For a while, I would say for the last 5 years, we've been documenting arbitrary detention as a form of press freedom violation. 2024 was not an exception. We continue to see Ethiopian journalists being detained. What we found is that our records showed that at least 54 Ethiopian journalists and media workers had been forced to exile.
And Mutuki, let's conclude our conversation with what's going on in your neck of the woods, Kenya.
In Nairobi, I am very worried about the status of freedom of expression and freedom of speech in this country. Now, we noted at CPJ that during protests in 2024, journalists faced physical attacks from security personnel. Some of them were briefly detained. We are really aware that this is only the tip of the iceberg in terms of the challenges that the media faces in Kenya. If we were to sort of do an assessment of the Ruto presidency, the presidency of William Ruto, I would say we've seen really drastic violations of press freedom